There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The wildest thing to me is how long it has taken for them to be able to find answers to what defenses are doing to them.
Yeah, I think the craziest part of this thing to me is exactly what made, and you can say this about C.J. Stroud, but just about the offense, like what made Bobby Slowick such a hot head coach candidate was what he was able to do with a rookie quarterback in a quote-unquote rebuilding organization, right? And what that was he was able to protect, he was able to develop and protect a young quarterback even while he didn't have wide receivers that were healthy. They couldn't stay healthy. The offensive line wasn't healthy out of the gate. So he was able to overcome all of that inexperience at the quarterback position and all of those injuries to the tune of the quarterback being one of the best in the league and winning 10 ball games, right? And when you look at it, the struggles that we've seen this year have been heavily pushed towards the offensive line and pass protection. But if you really look at it, Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud are doing the exact opposite of what they did last year. Last year, everything from designing plays to creating a game plan to calling plays in real time to the quarterback executing it, everything was geared around get the ball out of the quarterback's hands, don't let the offensive line become a problem. And if you have a receiver's injured, then you take the one guy, which at the time was Nico Collins, and you move him around in a way in which you can get him quick touches right now. That's what made those guys, and I'm including quarterback play because it's so vital to what Bobby Slowick, whether it's good or bad, it's ultimately the product of Bobby Slowick, right? And this year, the one thing they're missing is making that simple, it's simple to say, obviously, but making that adjustment to how both of these guys approach offensive football. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
It's crazy to think that it's what they were so great at last year is the exact problem right now.
It's almost, Clint, like with the personnel and the health, you know, we feel like we got a healthy offensive line. We got our guys in the spot. We want to play them. Kenyon Green, they feel like it's an upgrade from the revolving door we had on the inside. Juice is where we want it to be, and we've added, you know, Diggs, and we've got, it seemed like the added talent made them believe that they should change the way they
approach
things. Oh, absolutely.
It's 100%.
And I can understand it.
Agreed.
To a certain extent, but the big part for me that I can't get past him, I'm not like many other people who solely just blame it on Bobby Slowick. Like I saw on YouTube and Twitch, someone texted, Bobby is the one holding us back. Well, I think there are some things that are holding him back from being able to call the games that he does. But he does deserve his fair share of blame. And I think where it goes for him is, all right, I got it. You felt like this could be a more open, big play offense when you've added Joe Mixon and you've added all of this and you've got guys healthy, you got the offensive line, because I think he came in and said, all right, I got to protect this offensive line with all these injuries right off the bat. He had injuries. And then at some point he said, but this year he said, I can go. But at some point you saw you can't do that. You saw the personnel was maybe more than what you valued. You got injuries. You saw what happened. That's the part to me is that they haven't up to this point turned and changed and adjusted to what they have. And the part that's frustrating, Clint, is we know that they can. There is something that they're capable of doing differently because their offense would run better if they just attacked like they did last year.
Yeah.
It's not that he doesn't have the answer. It's weird that it's taken so long.
I think that the easiest way to couch what the Texans' problems are right now, so everybody can understand it, is going into last week's game, knowing everything you know, no matter what level fan you are, just knowing everything that you know about the team, everything screamed, run Joe Mixon. 8 of the first 11 calls were passes. And that's including, by the way, in that three runs, 8 plus 3 is 11, in the first 11, the three runs, 2 of them were penalties that got stopped before the play ever, so they really didn't even count.
Volleyball,
you really only had one run. Like that mindset of we're going to go in there and just continue to do our thing instead of just simply pay attention to what you do well, and because they're not above it, because what are you doing on that third drive? He turned around and handed that thing to Joe Mixon about 8 straight times.
Led to a touchdown.
I mean, they loaded up. They loaded up tight end packages and loaded. I mean, they were no question going to force the run at that point. So they shifted. Why did it take 2 drives to shift like that?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.